Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
Krista. That was so emphatic.
Well, I'm trying to persevere through our technical difficulties.
We actually recorded a whole bunch, and then the computer...
Well, not a whole bunch.
Well, we recorded stuff.
We recorded stuff, and then your computer restarted.
Yeah, without warning.
And Audacity doesn't consider a computer restart as a crash.
Weird.
So anyway, that's
so
fine.
We're
moving on. Moving on. We're gonna try this again, and we're moving on.
Okay, Brandon, what's your nerd thing this week?
Well, let me tell you, we are huge movie nerds.
Yes.
And we went to a movie film festival,
which is part of why we weren't recording last week. The other part, which we went into great detail on, but I can sum up, we were sick.
Yeah,
first you were sick when we were going to record before the festival, and then we went to the festival and we came back, and then I was sick,
super sick.
So I was like sicker than you,
way even. Worse. Yeah,
and that never happens. So
except all the times that happens, but anyway. You don't even have scientifically accurate man colds to blame, but, yeah.
Okay, so you were at a film festival, which was your nerd thing. Tell me about your favorite movie
for the first time ever. The first time ever. Well, so it's a Canadian-focused film festival, so yep. There's a bunch of... Canadian content. There's always a link to something Canadian.
Yes.
And that usually means some French Canadian films. And this year we had a funny little dark comedy about vampires.
Yeah.
And it was like kind of a rom-com.
Yeah, like a dark rom-com, little coming of age, little. You said there was mental health stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
In there.
I'm gonna try and pronounce the French title from memory again.
Okay.
Humaniste vampire cherche suicidaire consente or something like that. I don't know.
Humanist vampire seeking consenting suicidal person.
Yeah.
This is a great title.
Fantastic title. Applicable to the plot, mm-hmm. but
yes.
just good. It was good
really
fun
did.
Movie.
Yeah.
I really, really liked it.
That was my favorite as well. Second favorite, we had the same second favorite. You've talked about this once, so.
Well, so it was near and dear to my heart. I'm surprised it was your second favorite. I thought your second favorite might have been the other comedy.
It was probably tied, but I was just in like, I was very happy going to the movies, and they did the first documentary and the vampire one back to back, so I think it like. Set off for a good one,
right?
I really
our Friday was a good night.
If
of
I
movies.
Just went like movie for movie, the other comedy Sue's probably would have been my favorite.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed
the
this
documentary
one.
Was near and dear to my heart because it was focused on the 2011 Vancouver hockey riots,
mm-hmm.
and I remember that clear as day.
I do too.
I don't know, hockey stuff is
hockey.
Hockey full. It's All-Star Weekend this weekend as well,
oh,
actually.
So
there
thing.
You go.
Remember we said we started the podcast during the pandemic because there was no hockey on TV.
It's true. That's really the only reason we're here. Otherwise, I'd have been like, no. Also, it helps there's no hockey right now because it's All-Star
Weekend.
All-Star
Weekend, yes. I started a new semester. I've just been trying to keep my head above water. I'm sick, and it's fine.
It's fine. The hockey wise,
yes,
they did the skills competition last night.
Yes.
Guess who won the skills competition?
Matthews.
No, no. Guess. You have to guess. Like who you would think would be the most skillful hockey player in all the land?
Well, I would think Bedard, but he's still injured, isn't he?
Bedard? No, he's too young, and he is injured. Yeah, he was originally invited, but
I don't know who is the most skillful. It wouldn't still be like Crosby or something, would it?
No, I don't think he was even invited to
what?
The skills competition. It was only 12.
Only 12. Okay.
Only 12 of the like 30 or whatever 32.
McDavid?
Yes, obviously McDavid.
Okay.
Yeah.
By like that was too obvious.
Well, that's why I was like, take a wild guess.
Okay. I thought you were being like someone completely random one.
No. I wouldn't make you guess then, because that would
fair.
Be stupid.
That's fair.
Matthews and Nylander did quite well, though. So
yay.
There you go. my team players are anyway.
Yay.
Moving on.
All right. Well, minor thing was my semester starting and then the film festival. So, Brandon, what are you drinking now?
Some lovely gin.
This is my birthday gin still.
Still your birthday gin.
This is the elderflower lemon, lavender lemon.
Yeah, lavender lemon.
A gin. And with some bubbly, and we are drinking it in glow cubes. And actually, we're both drinking.
We're drinking it in cups, actually, but there is a glow cube in the cup.
Glow cube.
From Disneyland.
Yeah. The glow cubes are both from Disneyland, and you're drinking it out of a Pim's Test Kitchen cup, and I'm drinking it out of a Jurassic World cup from Universal Hollywood.
Yeah, we're just California all over the place,
I guess.
We're
celebrating, yeah. And I did add this before to my nerd thing, but I forgot to say it now. I've been playing a lot of Disney Dreamlight Valley today because I've been feeling so lousy. I'm really wanting to relax and not do a whole bunch of anything. I'm sure I have housework and schoolwork to do, but I'm playing Disney Dreamlight Valley and I've been decorating a lot and it's fun.
Cool.
I keep trying to show you my lands and you're like, that's neat.
So neat. So cool. Yeah. Wow.
Wow, guys. Wow. We don't have any new Marvel content or anything except the Marvels will be available on Disney Plus
February 7th.
So coming up.
I'm excited because
we wanted to watch this.
We haven't seen it yet. Oh, we're fake fans, I guess. Ooh. But
we apologize if you hear a cat running around in the background.
That's just her pal. It's fine. yeah, we haven't watched the Marvels. It just came out at a funky time.
Yeah.
When.
We were traveling
and movie theaters are like kind of far away from us. So it's like, has to be an event. And by
normally,
the time
we would have made an event to go see it, had we been around that weekend, it came out.
But by the time we had time, it was like kind of old news and I don't know. Anyway,
I'm excited to see it.
We're going to watch that shortly.
Yes. Before we get to the Oscar nominations that we need to watch.
Eight of them. Yeah. Eight of them. Those just came out.
Yep.
Since we recorded last. So, yeah, we got some movies to watch.
Yeah, that's fun, though.
We watched six this past weekend, and now we got eight Oscar movies and Marvels to watch and probably Spider-Verse to watch.
Spider-Verse, and I want to watch Elemental still, too.
Yeah. And Indiana Jones.
And Indiana Jones.
My goodness.
And I really, really want to watch the Muppets Mayhem show.
That's not a movie, though.
No, but it's a show that I keep saying I want to watch.
Yeah, well, that's going to be put on hold for a very long time, I can tell you right now. Okay.
Okay, so moving on to the news. Oh, no, you have a better know a listener.
I do. Ooh. So this is an interesting one.
Okay.
We had a listener from Taipei, Taiwan.
No, we did not.
Apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that must be the farthest away one we've ever had.
I think so. I think that's literally on the other side of the world.
Wow.
So that's kind of cool. Like Taipei is the capital of Taiwan.
Yeah.
And this is something I didn't know about Taipei. In 2004, they finished Taipei 101, which is a skyscraper.
Okay.
That has 101 floors or something like that. I'm assuming, or maybe that's its address. I don't know. It was the tallest building in the world at the time.
Really?
Now the second tallest building in the world with the Burj Khalifa in Dubai.
In Dubai, yeah.
But it was the first one to break the half a kilometer high threshold.
What year was that? 2001?
2004. Yeah.
Cool. That's so cool.
Yeah, pretty cool. It's also, they have two big New Year's festivals, one for like the regular calendar New Year's and then one for your Lunar New Year. Is going on kind of right now. But for calendar New Year, the Western New Year, they have the Taipei 101 becomes the world's tallest fireworks display.
Wow.
So apparently it's a pretty big deal.
That's cool. I wonder if you could see something like that on YouTube or something.
Almost certainly.
Yeah, that'd be really cool to look at.
You might have to look that up when you're done here. I don't know. They are super big into baseball. They got a whole bunch of museums and stuff as well, and cool old temples.
That's really cool.
Like it was part of the Qing Dynasty back in the old Chinese Empire days and stuff like that. And They also are hosting the 2024 World Figure Skating Championships.
I didn't know this year.
Yeah, it's in Taipei.
I love figure skating. Yeah.
It's not going to be at a good time zone for you to watch, but
not at all.
I thought you'd be interested in that.
Opposite of a good time zone for me.
Yeah.
But I will watch highlights religiously.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, that is so cool. I'm very interested in that. I love figure skating. That is so cool. I cannot believe we have a listener from Taipei.
Maybe they misclicked on it. I don't know. But I was like,
but hey, oh my gosh.
I was like, hey, Taiwan. And
that's insane.
And
that's incredible.
Taipei, yeah.
That's incredible. You do like to pick some like random close ones and some really far ones.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And I looked at some pictures of the cityscape, and it looks like a beautiful city. It's like nestled in the mountains, and then like, a gorgeous skyline.
Want to go to Taiwan? It's like.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Taiwan has like some good beaches and stuff too. Taipei is like kind of landlocked, but
we could stop and see it.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's how cool. Okay, if you didn't randomly misclick and you meant to listen to us and you're listening to this and you're from Taipei, hi. Just for you.
Yeah. I have no idea how far or close it is to Hong Kong Disneyland, so there you go.
Yeah, very cool. That is so cool.
That's the only reason I could think of that someone would want to listen to a Disney podcast, but...
Maybe they were traveling
there
or something.
Who knows?
I don't know.
Okay, anyway. Cool.
But if you do and you want to message us, that would be amazing. Okay, now, on that note, let's head to the news.
Disney A News Update.
Okay, so there's a bunch of random news, but like nothing huge, huge, huge. Of course, because we missed 2 weeks. So the big news, Disneyland. What? Well, I don't know if this is my big news. Disneyland does have Haunted Mansion now closed, which we knew was happening.
Yeah, they're redoing the queue for the ADA rules and like expanding it and stuff. But they got like serious walls up. Like
that's what I was gonna say.
It's basically the entire little square and garden. Like you go from the French market,
Tiana's
Palace or whatever the heck it's called now,
yeah.
But the former French Market restaurant that like right beside that, and then all the way to Critter Country is construction now.
Yeah, like I don't know.
That's rough.
It is rough, and for a long time it sounds like.
Yeah. I wonder what happened with the ADA law that forced Disney's hand, because there's no way they would have Splash Mountain and Haunted Mansion down at the same time.
None, if they could help it.
Like, without their unforced error. It's an unforced error, but...
Yeah, so... Anyway, that has happened. What's kind of cool is they have these, like you said, terribly long, horrible walls up. They did put the changing portraits on the side, at least.
Which is
kind of
cool. Kind of cool.
I like when they do stuff like that. If they're going to have terrible construction walls up, making them interactive is nice. But like, for months. It's going to be months.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like,
I don't know.
Like 6 months.
I'm guessing, we're all guessing August. Crazy.
That not a great look. Universal might have a roller coaster built by then.
I don't know. On a happier note, well, I don't know, Haunted Mansion is way higher than Astro Orbiter, but this is something opening as opposed to closing. March we have Astro Orbiter reopening. Kind of whoop-dee, but it does look weird.
Well, there's, again, just more construction walls. The entire entrance of Tomorrowland is a construction zone.
Good.
It's not great. They might be painting it a different color. We're not sure yet.
I don't know.
There's a lot of scrim left still and stuff like that, so who knows.
So, do you remember last summer there was a casting call out? We actually talked about it in our news. Looking for solo jazz pianists?
No, I don't remember that at all.
So we found out why. Because Pixar Place Hotel has officially opened. And in the lobby, on the piano, there is someone playing Joe Gardner on the like for the piano playing. Isn't that great?
That is pretty cool. Yeah. Like, and this is from the Solo movie.
Yes.
I don't remember his name. Oh, I'm sorry.
Joe Gardner is from Soul.
I assumed jazz pianist Soul. That makes sense. That's super cool.
Yeah.
Like, is he going to be like in full costume? Like he's supposed to be the character?
He's like a human. Like he's not wearing a mascot outfit or anything, but he's dressed like him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's supposed to be.
And
Joe
I'm assuming
Gardner
like a black guy.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's super cool.
It's
cool. I think that's awesome. Yeah. Like you have pianos in atriums of hotels where there's a piano player a lot, but to have it like in character and like from the movie,
he's just sitting there playing.
I think that's great. Like the Pixar Place Hotel or whatever it was called before needed a lot of help, and like
it sounds like they're getting some help.
Little things like this are great.
It has officially opened now.
Your Grand Californian Hotel's lobby is amazing.
Oh, so good.
Now, obviously you're paying a little bit more for that place, but
yeah,
it helps.
So the hotel has now opened, and so they had all their grand opening stuff and all that reveal. The coolest they did finally put the big lamp in the atrium now.
Oh, yeah.
The Pixar Luxo. That's what it was. I was thinking of.
And the new logo on the side of the hotel has Luxo. No, is it Luxo? No, he's Lampy. I don't know.
Lampy and the Luxo Ball. That's
Luxo
what it
Ball,
was.
Yeah.
So that's in the atrium now. And they did have Bing Bong there for the opening. They had a bunch of
but
Pixar
he's,
characters.
He's dead.
Nope,
I'm confused.
Shut up.
I'm pretty sure he died. Ow. No, he's dead. Ow. Bing Bong is dead. Okay. Well, when we watch Inside Out 2, you will see that Bing Bong is super dead. Bing Bong died and anxiety was born. I think that's the plot of Inside Out 2, actually. It's just a part of growing up, okay?
Bing Bong dies and anxiety is born. Okay, can you remember that? And that could be the title for when we watch Inside Out 2 and review both Inside Out
I am
movies.
Definitely not remembering that, but okay.
Anyway, that was cool. That's been the big thing. They also have Magic Happens has officially returned. That's the parade. Yay. And also they have Sweethearts Night. And that's it for Disneyland news.
Yeah, and like we talked about last week, Lunar New Year's in
full
swing.
Yeah, and there's like Valentine's Day stuff.
And the noodle cart is still dead to me.
Why is the noodle cart dead to you?
Because there's other carts that
you
have...
You like the spicy stuff, I know.
Oh my goodness. Oh,
you've been watching videos.
I am a little upset that I'm never going to try any of this stuff.
You are 1 year. It'll work out that we can go there for Lunar New Year.
Anyway.
We're going to win the lottery.
Wait. Maybe next year, actually.
Maybe. Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Why not? I don't know.
Well, our passes are still valid in February next year.
Maybe we could somehow make a long weekend and go down for Lunar New Year.
Yeah, reading week. That's the plan already. It's already the plan.
Yes, but is Lunar New Year on then?
Yeah.
Oh, then yay!
Maybe. It might be over by then. I don't know.
It might be over by then.
Then I'm annoyed again. I'm still annoyed.
Okay. Do you have news?
Yeah, I have. I have two pieces of news actually. One.
Really?
Yeah. We'll start with the good news first.
Okay.
Deadpool 3 has finished filming.
Oh, that is good news.
Ryan Reynolds, the social media maven, posted a lovely picture that he was happy to be done filming with his best buds.
Aww.
And it was a picture zoomed in on Deadpool's crotch. This is the humor and the general gist. It's kind of a joke because he's actually good friends with Hugh Jackman, but it's like they have this fake rivalry. It's pretty funny.
I actually really enjoy their dynamic.
It's great. Yeah. I am super looking forward to this movie.
And everyone else.
Yeah, it's gonna be huge. Hopefully it's good.
I hope so.
I don't know I don't know what to expect.
I don't either, but I'm just so excited for it. Again, us and everyone else. This is, Marvel's been having trouble, I get that, like, box office-wise and everything. Mm-hmm. This is the, like, Hail Mary, because it's the only Marvel film coming out this year, and it wouldn't matter what it was, everyone wants to see it.
Yeah, so. And they can play outside the box and be super fourth wall breaking, totally. And super
and
meta.
And Wolverine, like, come on.
And Hugh Jackman is Wolverine in the yellow suit.
Like, that's crazy.
If they flub this one, though.
That's true. That'd be, because this one, like, you have to screw it up in order for it to not be popular.
Yeah. So
So if they screw it up, it's really bad.
So I'm excited and also nervous.
No, I'm excited. I don't think Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman would do it if it was screwed up. Shut up, Green Lantern.
Yeah.
I don't think they would anymore. He was young and foolish then. Shut up.
He didn't have control over Green Lantern, so I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. Yeah. I'm optimistic, but also a little nervous.
No, I'm optimistic. What's your other news?
So the other news is we did hear this week that Carl Weathers had passed.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a bit of a bummer. He was in The Mandalorian and, of course,
he was a
whole bunch of other stuff.
So many things. I was talking about that with some coworkers because you texted me the news while I was with coworkers, and we were talking about, like, you know, of course, Rocky was the big one.
Big
and I
one,
said
yeah.
Mandalorian, and then someone said, oh, the guy from Happy Gilmore. And I was like, that's how you know Carl Weathers?
That is...
Yes,
he was definitely he was super in Happy Gilmore, and he was also in Arrested Development in a really funny role as himself. That was hilarious.
I totally forgot about
that. So good. Anyway, he was an awesome actor and apparently like a pretty good person as well.
I heard that actually because of course I started looking stuff up and everyone said like he's just like the nicest down to earth guy.
Nice guy and like even fans meeting him at like conventions and stuff. He seemed like a cool dude. So
and he wasn't you know super super young, but he wasn't that old, like
76. He was 76,
yeah,
76. So that's a touch on the young side.
That's a touch.
And
young.
He was still like seemed
he looked
healthy
great
and
during
stuff.
Mandalorian 3.
Well, and heck, I just saw a pre-Super Bowl commercial with him in it.
Oh man, really?
So
what the heck happened?
I don't know. Apparently he passed peacefully in his sleep, so should we all be so lucky?
No,
I guess.
That is true. That is true. Doing awesome things and seeming super healthy until sleep peacefully in your sleep.
Exactly.
We should all be so lucky.
Yeah.
But man, that sucks. And I even said, like, made Baby Yoda do the magic hand thing.
I was pretty bummed out by that one.
I was too. Yeah, I was too. When you told me, I was like, what? No.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Every once in a while, an actor passing will, like, really get me. And
yeah. Like,
yeah.
It's weird because you don't know these people.
Yeah.
For real, but you...
I mean, Betty White, everyone was sad, but it was also like, oh my god, right? You know which one really got me? Alan Rickman.
Yeah, he was quite young.
Yeah. And I mean, like, you knew he was sick for a while, and so it wasn't like a surprise, but man. And of course, Carrie Fisher. Carrie Fisher has undone me more than any other actor has ever undone me. But anyway, yeah, really sad. Carl Weathers. Let's end the news on that.
At the park.
Okay, Brandon.
That's me.
This week, we are talking about, like, different parks, things we could talk about. I'm getting pretty darn excited. I'm actually in the midst of, like, doing advanced dining reservations for my trip.
Yeah, you're in your 60-day window.
Right? Although, there's certain ones that have not opened yet, even though I'm in my 60-day window.
Yeah, there's some weird stuff going on with reservations. Disney, get your act together.
Come on. But anyway, I'm getting pretty excited. And we were talking, of course, Disneyland.
Unless these things are closing or something.
Which
I don't know.
Which is possible. I'm just going to start randomly booking other stuff. but we were talking about queues today. Because Disney has some great queues some not so great ones.
That's honestly what you're going to spend a lot of time doing at Disneyland. So
it is so very
true. It's worthwhile talking about, I suppose.
Yeah. So what we're going to do, you're absolutely right. You're going to spend most of your time standing in line. right? You just are. And Disney, in more recent years, has gotten a little bit better with the queuing system.
Well, I don't
theoretically
know. I don't know about the queuing system.
Well, queues in general.
But they do put a lot of effort. And I don't know if it's even recent years, well, but as early as 1990s,
right.
They started going, hey, you know what? People are spending a lot of time in these lineups.
Yep.
Maybe we should make them a little interesting, maybe a little themed.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not just like chains going back and forth.
Peter. Oh, man, I just got that.
And so, I don't know. I think it's worthwhile talking about, like, which ones are good and which ones
yep.
bad.
So we're going to go through the lands, and we're going to actually talk about the best queue and the worst queue in each land, and we're going to have to come to a consensus.
Sure. It's going to be
pretty easy for some.
It's pretty easy for some. Some lands don't have a lot of attractions
yeah.
in them.
Because I was thinking about this, being like, oh, that's probably really good queue. Wait, what else is in that land that could be, right? So,
yeah.
for example, let's start. We're only talking about Disneyland Park right now, okay? Mm-hmm. We're not talking about DCA at all. So let's
yep.
just take that off the table. Because, like, you know, we're not talking Cars or Goofy Sky School or anything like that.
Yeah, no, we'll do that another time.
That's like a down the road thing. Okay, so we go in the park and it's Main Street USA, and you know what? There are attractions in Main Street USA. We're not going to talk about them.
Nah, there's not really
lineups.
Because
they're the Main Street vehicles, and like they're the same, and there's not
like,
lineups or
great
anything.
Great moments
like
with Mr. Lincoln.
Yeah, and that's just the thing. Okay.
Yeah.
So which way do we want to head first?
Your biggest lines in Main Street is probably Starbucks.
This is true. This is a true story.
Maybe your pickle cart. I don't know.
I want to get first pickle one day. This is a new Disney goal of mine. I have a Disney bucket list.
That's
first
why,
pickle.
That is why I mentioned it. Okay.
I got distracted. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Which way are we heading? Do we want to head? Do we want to head towards Tomorrowland?
Oh, I think you probably head towards Tomorrowland. I think that's the wrong way to go if you're there on the day. I think you always go left, personally, but we can go to Tomorrowland first.
Okay, well, let's head to Tomorrowland. Basically, the way we're going to do this is I'm going to run through the attractions.
Okay.
And we can...
A little bit refresher
yeah,
of what exists
like,
there, yeah.
Yeah, just to be like, these are your options, and it's going to be... I'm just explaining this now.
And
it's going to be like rapid fire, and then we'll do worst and best.
Yeah, and we're going to agree. We're going to come to a consensus, and I'm
yes.
going to convince you of what the right answer is in
you know
each
what?
Land.
I don't know about that. Okay, ready? So here, this is according to the official Disneyland website. That's the attractions list we're going by.
Okay.
Because I know some of them were like, wait, which land is that in? This is what we're going to go with.
Right, like Matterhorn.
Like
instance.
Matterhorn mm. or like the canoes or whatever. Okay, Tomorrowland is home to Space Mountain, Buzz Lightyear Astro Blasters, Star Tours, The Adventures Continue, Autopia, Finding Nemo Submarine Voyage, and Astro Orbiter. And the worst queue.
The worst queue. So there's a few options here, because there's a lot of bad queues in Tomorrowland, basically.
I don't know about, like, well, no, there's some bad queues,
no.
but it's mostly, like, very meh.
They're bad. So your queue for Buzz Lightyear is not great until you get inside. There's a little bit
yeah.
of theming. If you're in the overflow queue for Star Tours, it's absolutely
oh, that's
miserable.
Terrible.
But once you get inside,
it's good.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
So you can't say that one. I would have to say it's Finding Nemo.
Because
that's just
tough.
Switchbacks. That's just switchbacks.
That is switchbacks, but at least you're outside switchbacks.
Well, what's the other option? Autopia's okay, because you're watching the cars drive around,
yeah,
and it's...
Well, something with Finding Nemo, you can, like, you're in the
no,
shadow of the mountain,
it's fine. It's
and...
Finding Nemo for...
What about Astro Orbiter?
Yeah, but that's usually short, and...
That's true. That is true. At least it's short. But, like...
So, if Astro Orbiter was 50 minutes... Which it can be at sometimes, but no, I'm Finding Nemo has a terrible
okay,
queue.
Okay, so
and
what
the,
are you saying is the best one then?
Oh, Space Mountain.
I'm saying Inside Star Tours is the best.
It's pretty good, but Space Mountain. I don't know. I just think you're in the mountain.
I'm saying Star Tours. And you got the droid talking to you the whole time. You know what? I will give you Submarine Voyage as the worst. But Star Tours is the best when you're inside.
I do like
inside.
I do like the inside of Star Tours. I have this horrible recollection of being in the overflow queue.
I've been in the overflow of Space Mountain outside when it's been like 30 to 40 degrees sun in the middle of summer.
Okay. Okay.
On you.
I will give you Star Tours as the best just because the inside is
so good.
It is very well themed.
But you're right, the overflow's terrible.
You have Patrick Warburton talking to you.
Yes.
You got the stuff on the screen. You got C-3PO and R2-D2 arguing.
Yeah.
When you're inside, it is very good.
I will totally agree.
The overflow is terrible. It does feel like you're at the Star Wars DMV or airport or whatever.
And I love seeing like the little Easter eggs throughout. Like Rex is in there and he just starts randomly going and stuff. Like, come on.
Yeah.
But I'll give you Submarine.
Submarine is horrible.
But the thing is, some of the overflow is worse than the Submarine.
Well, like, I don't know. There's just a lot of bad cues. Like, the reason I say Space Mountain is good is because it loads fast and it feels like you're moving all the time,
which is
a consideration.
That is true.
Whereas, like, something like Astro Orbiter, if it's really long, or with Submarines, which is the biggest problem with the Submarines, is...
Yeah.
The load cycle is very slow, so you do a lot of standing around.
So I guess the other consideration with that, like you said, load time. Space Mountain always has the biggest queue.
It does, yeah.
And it goes fast, but also we use Genie Plus, or we rope drop it, so we're not waiting in the terrible, terrible line. The other thing to think of is it goes down a lot.
If you're stuck in there when it's down, then it really sucks. Mm-hmm. So we'll say... On average, Star Tours is the best.
If you're inside.
Yeah, if you're... Just don't...
Jump in during... Not as soon as the parade lets out, but during parades.
Yes, before the parade is over.
It's always listed as, like, 40 minutes, and it's, like, 5.
Yeah, and as long as you're not in the little overflow area, mm-hmm. Star Tours is okay, because you can stand there, and you can watch all the videos, and you can see all the cool stuff, and it's okay.
It's so good. Okay, let's head to, I know this one's not your favorite, but let's jump on over because we got the adjoining mountain there. Let's jump over to Fantasyland now.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Of course. So here we go. Peter Pan's Flight, Snow White's Enchanted Wish, It's a Small World, The Mad Tea Party, Alice in Wonderland, Dumbo the Flying Elephant, Matterhorn Bobsleds, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, Casey Jr. Circus Train, Pinocchio's Daring Journey, and I don't know why it's not listed on here, but Storybook Land Canal.
So these, basically any ride here would be the worst queue in almost any other land. They're all
bad.
Really bad.
Yep.
Matterhorn's horrible. Basically they're all like just awful. I will say, I think that the best one is very easy here. It's Snow White. There's some good theming in that one.
They did a good job when they redid that, didn't they? And I really like the attraction itself, actually.
Yeah, Snow White's a good ride. There's some
and
good
you're
dark.
Not waiting
like,
forever.
You're usually not waiting forever. Mr. Toad's is okay, but it's still they're all switchbacks. It's just switchbacks, switchbacks, switchbacks.
On the same level. Once you're like near Peter Pan, they have like cute little Easter eggs. But the thing is, the Peter Pan line is always so long. I think Small World is the best one.
No.
Because it has all the cool greenery and the topiaries, and you have the outside facade of Small World.
Yeah, you can see that without being in line. And also, when you're in line, you have to go on Small World. So
I love Small World. And
No, it's Snow White.
What's the worst, Peter Pan, just because it's so long? Ooh, actually, Storybook Land is really bad. Storybook Land is so bad. You don't even have cool Easter eggs.
Yeah,
and I love Storybook Land.
Storybook Land, if it's a long line, seems to take forever. Peter Pan kind of is just like always the same.
Yeah.
It's always bad.
I love Storybook Land. It's literally one of my favorite attractions. I think it might have the worst. No, Dumbo. Dumbo has the worst queue. I'm sticking with Dumbo on this.
It's so tough to choose. I don't even care. They're all horrible.
I'm saying Dumbo is the worst.
They're all horrible.
I'm saying Dumbo's the worst.
Dumbo is pretty bad.
Because it goes on forever and it's so slow.
And then you have to ride Dumbo.
I like Dumbo. Shut up. But
Dumbo's cool at night.
You know what?
It's cool at night. But
I will not even... I'm not... I don't agree with you necessarily that Snow White is the best. But they're all like pretty... They're all mid.
Absolutely not, first of all. And, I'll
give you Snow White.
I will not hear that ever again.
No, I'll give you Snow White. You gave me Star Tours. I'll give you Snow White. I still think, because Snow White would probably be my second, I still think Small World is slightly better. But I'm not, like, vehemently disagreeing with Snow White. So I'll give you Snow White.
See, but everything that you like about Small World, you can see without being in the queue. Whereas Snow White has specific things that you can only see from the queue.
Okay.
Which is what I'm saying.
But they're like tiny little details. And so does Peter Pan. And so does Mr. Toad. And so does Pinocchio.
Yeah, but the Snow White ones are better.
Okay. Newer and they did a good job updating when they did updating. You know what? You know what I'm going to give for? Because Snow White has the apple up front and has the evil queen that opens up, and that, to me, is part of the queue.
Kind of, yeah.
I'm going to give you Snow White.
Yeah, no, Snow White...
But Dumbo's the worst.
Dumbo is really bad. I mean, they're all bad, though.
The queues are not great here.
Like, Alice is terrible queue.
Alice is bad. Alice is bad.
Peter Pan's bad.
Yeah.
Storybook Canal is really bad.
Yeah.
Casey Jr.'s even bad if there's not two trains running.
Oh, that's true. That is true. Okay, let's leave Fantasyland. Where are we heading? Do you want to head Adventureland?
Congrats if you have small children. You're spending a lot of time in a lot of bad queues.
No, you know what? Let's head Toontown because that is connected if we go Small World way.
Sure. I haven't seen that in almost 20 years now. So.
Oh, my God.
It's completely changed.
It has.
There's a new ride.
We're going to go with what we've seen, like, either what I've seen in person, but it's been quite changed.
So
let's go YouTube.
I feel like this is very easy.
I feel like it is. I feel like it's pretty straightforward.
Okay, on three.
Okay, best.
Best, first.
Three, two, one.
Runaway Railway.
Yeah. Runaway Railway is going to be the best. It's full of Easter eggs. It's like some interactive stuff.
It's a beautiful interior queue. You're
well
out of
designed.
The sun. You're in the air conditioning.
And it's unique. Like the Disney World one is slightly different than the Disneyland one. So that's really cool.
So yeah, I didn't know that. I don't pay that much attention to the difference between the two. Uh-huh. But it's great inside. It's like you're themed going to the movies.
Yes, but all like Mickey and
stuff. No,
it looks great. I would love to ride.
You can tell it's a brand new ride where they spent a lot of time thinking about
totally
the queue. That's a theme.
I want Power Limes candy.
That's a yeah. Of course you do. It's a theme. Like as they build newer rides,
mm-hmm.
They do a little bit better job.
Yep.
On their queues, like
yep, totally.
Example. When they redid Snow White, they made their queue a little bit better.
I was just about to bring that back, actually. Our other attraction options, this is tough because you technically have the meet and greets listed as attractions. Mm-hmm. There's Goofy's How to Play Yard, Donald's Duck Pond, can we say that's the worst? Minnie's House, Mickey's House.
Boy, that queue is like a year long. What in the heck?
So let's ignore those. We also have Roger Rabbit's Cartoon Spin, Chippendale's Gadget Coaster. Centennial Park is listed as an attraction. I'm not counting that.
No, actual rides. So there's three rides in Toontown.
Yes.
There's three rides.
The worst is Chippendales.
Yes, Gadget's Go Coaster.
It's Gadget's
whatever.
Go Coaster, yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah, it's just a line with some switchbacks.
Roger Rabbit's can be a little long, but there's theming inside.
Yeah, there's theming inside.
And it's fine.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
But the Go Coaster is awful.
I would almost, I can't say it because I haven't seen it in person, but I think Runaway Railway might have some of the best theming in the entire park.
For a queue, yeah.
For a queue.
Yeah.
So
it's certainly up there.
It would be very high in consideration.
The other new trackless ride might have something to say about that.
I would totally agree with that. That's fair. We're not heading there next yet, though. Let's stick in some classic lands.
Okay.
Okay, but we kind of have to backtrack now. So do we want to go...
Well, that's because Toontown's a dead end.
Right.
So we're like... Doo-doo-doo-doo.
So we did Fantasyland. We went that way. Let's go Adventureland. Let's just jump.
Okay, so we're going back to the
hub,
and then we're going to Adventureland.
Yeah. Exactly.
We want some Bengal barbecue.
Exactly.
And maybe a Dole Whip on the way.
You bet we want a Dole Whip on the way. And the amount of Dole Whips I'm going to eat this year, I don't know if you understand.
They will probably exceed my Blue Milks.
Nah.
They probably will.
They probably will. I really like Dole Whip.
You are going there for a long time in April.
This is true. But you do like Blue Milk.
I do.
Okay, so this one actually doesn't have very many attractions, so this shouldn't be, like, too difficult to choose. Indiana Jones, Jungle Cruise, the Tiki Room, and now we have the Treehouse.
Yeah.
And that's it.
You generally don't wait too much in line for the Treehouse.
No, I don't think you even have a queue for that, really. Maybe on opening day.
Obviously, the worst line is going to be your Jungle Cruise.
Yeah, and it's not like a bad line when you're inside. It's just, it's a fine line.
It's
like,
not bad. They have some jokes that get you in the mood for the ride over the loudspeaker.
Yeah.
But
it actually had my favorite, well, other than the big Christmas tree, it had my favorite Christmas decoration was at the Jungle Cruise.
Yeah, they had a good.
It was good.
They had
a
good little.
Skipper's decorated it.
Skipper decorated Christmas tree is kind of cute. It's not nearly as bad as any Fantasyland.
None.
Queue.
No. Tiki Room though has like a little mini show as part of it. Yeah. Plus you have Dole Whips there, so like
there's
it's not going to be that. It has to be Jungle Cruise.
And the Tiki Room, of course, is less of a line and more of like a holding area waiting for the show.
Exactly.
So but yeah, they have like some animatronics out there, and that's really
and
good.
It's informative, and like they tell
so
you about the gods.
By
and stuff.
Default, it has to be.
It has to be Jungle Cruise.
It has to be because Indiana Jones was the start of
the amazing queues.
The amazing, like where they
super
spent,
interactive.
They
oh
spent so much time on the queue.
So I know I've said this before, but if you didn't hear me last time I said it, and I know you didn't get to experience this, but when I did, when
it was brand new,
it was fairly new. You actually, when you went in line, you got, like, the coding on it, and you could, like, figure out what everything
was. That was when it was brand new, and I do know about this, because I've seen videos about it, and you actually could decipher some of the secret runes and hieroglyphs or whatever that are...
Yeah, and for its anniversary, was it just after or just before the pandemic, they actually re-released
it. It was after because it was actually down for its anniversary because they're...
did not time that very well.
Anyway, they gave you the little pamphlet or whatever to do that. And there's all sorts of interactive stuff in the queue, which
so
is
good.
Just amazing.
And then another...
When it works.
When it works, yes, when it works. Yeah, super cool. This was, like, amazing. The queue itself was, like, basically a walkthrough attraction when it first opened.
Oh, for sure.
Because it was next level. Like, it was totally different. I just remember being shocked the first time I went through. And I was a teenager.
That's a good point. You say it was like a walkthrough attraction. If you were designing a walkthrough Indiana Jones attraction, that's what it would be.
Totally.
You have your spikes coming from the ceiling and like, your archaeological dig going on.
Yes. And at the time, the video used to be much better, by the way.
I don't want to talk about that video. I don't,
the amount of Easter eggs go through it. Let's jump over the video. But it used to be really cool. It was quite long.
Okay, I lied. I do want to talk about the video. The second worst thing you can get stuck in... First being, of course, Small World. If you got stuck in a Small World listening to that on the loop, absolutely mind-crushing. But we were in the video room, and Indiana Jones went down. We were there for, like, 40 minutes.
Yeah, 45 minutes.
And,
yeah.
And they played the video, like...
The whole time.
Most... They did eventually shut it down, but it was probably about 35 minutes into it. And when that video is only 30 seconds long, you hear that a lot.
Yeah, it was, and she kept apologizing. She's like, "Guys, I wish we could turn it off. I'm so sorry."
I mean, the cast are suffering with you.
First, you are dropping suddenly and turning sharply. So it used to be much longer, first of all, and it had like
the whole spiel about it.
Yeah. And so that was better. And there's tons of Easter eggs through it. So that is by far the best queue.
Speaking of Easter eggs, there was one that you could only see. Yeah, when you're stuck in the video room because it's like in the dark in the back,
she pointed it out to us.
Yeah,
while we were stuck in the video room. Go ahead.
Bunch of hidden Mickeys and
yes,
stuff. No,
yes.
You go ahead.
So you kind of have to you have to turn around.
Yeah, and
up
in the dark.
It is in the dark. And it's right beside the projector that's going, or kind of like in that
area. It's back. If you look back towards the projector up in the rafters. There was a hidden Mickey, and I think it was the hidden Mickey.
Behind there. And
there's a couple of hidden Mickeys in that room. But
so actually, if you are stuck in that big long line, even if it's not down and you're just like stuck standing there, have a look around, because the care they gave with that is crazy. They actually did turn the lights on when they turned the projector off, and then you could see it much better. But it's like the way the shadows actually play on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Super cool. And I did want to say one thing about the queue for the Jungle Cruise. I do agree. It has to be the worst one just by default. Like you said, it's still better than everything else in Fantasyland. By far.
Yeah.
I think it's on par with, like, the stuff in Tomorrowland, quite frankly.
Yeah.
But it used to be, this is like, sometimes you can and sometimes you can't, but it used to be that if you asked, when you were in queue, if you asked one of the cast members, you could have a free map of the Jungle Cruise.
Oh, I thought that was on the boat itself, but...
Or maybe it's like when you're loading, or it might be on the boat. We did it when we were in line once. So I do actually own the map of the Jungle Cruise, because I asked once.
Ah.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's cool.
Where, I've never seen it.
Oh, it's in one of my photo albums.
Yeah.
From, like, I got it when I was 12 or something.
I've never seen it.
Oh, I'll bring it out. I'll show you.
Okay. I don't believe you.
My youngest brother actually might have been the one who asked.
And then you stole it.
I think he asked for two, actually. Yeah. But I was that old or something. But yeah, so good cues throughout Adventureland, basically, is where we're at.
Well, I mean, there's also less attractions, so...
There's really only three to choose from.
The Indiana Jones queue is bigger than a lot of attractions footprints.
You know what,
so,
to be fair, if you are out in the switchback, even the switchback for that is still so much better than any other one.
Well, sure.
Because at least you're by the Jungle Cruise, and at least
you're... You're in the jungle and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And they're still theming out there, but it's not pleasant. Like, but, yeah. Okay, let's go to Frontierland next.
Okay.
But speaking of not a lot of attractions.
Yeah, that's tough.
You ready for this? This is your list, your official list of Frontierland attractions. You've got one. Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. Technically Fantasmic.
That's not an attraction.
Nope, but it's listed.
It's a show. That's a show.
Mark Twain Riverboat.
Uh-huh.
Pirate's Lair on Tom Sawyer Island.
Not an attraction.
It's listed. And the Sailing Ship Columbia.
Oh, not the canoes?
Canoes are Critter Country.
What?
That's what it says.
Whatever. Okay. I guess.
Okay, what's the worst?
I mean, they both kind of suck.
Oh my goodness, that's the...
I guess just by default, Mark Twain is the worst, because it's like you're just standing there in the little box.
It's same as Sailing Ship Columbia. Yeah.
Well, those are the same,
the
for
same.
Sure.
Yeah.
I would consider those the same queue, because they're literally the same queue. Yeah. So that's fine. Waiting for a boat.
Yeah. Totally agree.
The Big Thunder queue is not great either.
No, but at least you can hear some stuff, and at least it's themed. And like,
yeah, you're in the hoodoos or whatever.
I don't know.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It's not great.
No, but it is themed at least, right? So
I 100%
agree with you. Man, I mean, like, I would be surprised that we're agreeing.
It's kind of a dumb question for this land. But
I know.
Moving on.
Critter Country.
Critter Country.
Okay, now this is tough. We're going to, like, skip over Splash Mountain. Or do you want to discuss it?
Let's talk about Splash Mountain as it was.
Okay, so we then have The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, Splash Mountain, and the Canoes. Those are technically your three, Critter Country.
Sure. So Splash Mountain was interesting because... It was a very long queue at times.
This is true.
They did the best they could
with
that length of queue. Some of it is okay. Some of it was really bad.
Yeah.
I give the canoes a pass because they're the canoes.
Is there a queue for the canoes?
Hardly.
Right.
Like, I don't know. You're standing on the edge of the river, and I don't... I can't say that the canoes are the worst.
Right.
I will die on the hill and say that Winnie the Pooh's the best,
by
though.
Far. I'm not disagreeing with you one iota. Winnie the Pooh, it is impossible to be in a bad mood when you're in the Winnie the Pooh queue.
Well, you hear the bees a-buzzing and the Winnie the Pooh music.
Yeah, and it's never a long line, but it's just, like, happy and, yeah, no.
So
you don't have to die on that hill. I'm there with
you. Okay, well, yeah. Winnie the Pooh's the best, and Old Splash Mountain was the worst, but not really through the fault of its own.
Yeah, just by, yeah.
It was just long and,
yeah, I agree.
A lot of switchbacks when there was an overflow. And
but if not, it was fine, but it's just only, like, I agree. Can you count the canoes? Like,
I can't. The canoes are the canoes.
If you count the canoes would be the worst because you're just, like, standing there. But, like, I don't think you can count the canoes either.
And
so,
we'll say Splash Mountain because it's closed also. So it's
terrible queue.
So
we have the two. We voted once on the best and worst attractions. And we have our two favorite. I'm sorry, best and worst lands. We have our two favorite lands left to talk about.
Okay.
Let's talk about my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
New Orleans Square.
New Orleans.
We really only have two attractions here to talk about. One, which is now on Genie Plus. The other one, which was, but is now closed, Pirates of the Caribbean and Haunted Mansion, two best attractions in the park. So, this is tough.
This is tough.
This is, like, really hard.
Because they're very similar.
Both excellent loaders, so you're never in line for a long time.
That's what I'm saying. They're very similar in queue orientation. There's a lot outside. You're mostly standing in switchbacks for both of them. There's not a ton of theming.
No, it just goes by ambiance of the area more than
however,
anything.
I will argue that the Pet Cemetery and the pun tombstones makes Haunted Mansion, Old Haunted Mansion, better than Pirates.
I'm going to give it to you. Yeah, I think I agree.
And
I don't think Pirates is bad. You're never in line anyway.
Yeah,
and once you're inside and the smell of pirate water hits you, it's like, oh my God,
yeah,
it's so good.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I'm going to agree with
theming,
you.
The theming
is better.
Of Haunted Mansion is better.
Yeah.
And it's only going to be even better.
True.
I think the new queue is going to be better.
Yeah.
They recently redid the queue for Pirates as well, and they didn't change anything.
No.
It's nothing.
No.
Haunted Mansion.
No,
Haunted Mansion.
I'll give you that for sure. I agree with you. And I think the outside of Haunted Mansion is nicer theming than the outside of Pirates.
For sure.
I really like once you're in for Pirates, but you're only in there for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's the end of the queue is when you're inside.
Right, so when you're spending most of your time, I'll give you that. And I really enjoy also the nightmare outside when you're walking through all that too and finding all that kind of stuff. So
and
okay,
Pirates overflow is way worse than
this is a really good point
than Haunted Mansion's overflow.
I
so,
will totally give you. I think you're.
Yeah,
I no, totally
I,
think you're
I
right.
I think that's the only.
Yeah, no,
the
I think you're right. I mean,
go.
There's only two options, and yeah, it's.
But Pirate, like, I'm not
it's fine.
I'm not worried about being in queue for Pirates
because
it'll move along and everything. But yeah, it's definitely
not as good as
Haunted Mansion.
Okay, I agree. Then the puns by themselves are great.
Mm-hmm.
We're heading to Galaxy's Edge.
Again, only two attractions. This makes it pretty easy. Very easy.
Is it Smuggler's Run or is it Rise of the Resistance? So, technically, in case you're wondering, the interactive Batu Bounty Hunters that you can do with your stuff is actually listed as an attraction now on the official website. Okay.
Not something you queue for, though.
No. Smugglers or Rise?
I mean, obviously. This is
so hard. And, well, no, I mean, it's not hard. It's just, like, it's obvious, but both of these are better than, like...
Well, sure. Smugglers has an interesting problem where it is like most uneven queue.
That's true.
Of anything. It can be as long as a Radiator Springs queue, or it can be a walk-on.
It's so weird.
And it's so weird. You get some good theming in there.
You got
lots of
by the Millennium Falcon. Come on.
Well, you got some cool like loading bay stuff going on. You got cool announcements over the loudspeaker that are
totally
in character. And then when you're waiting for your boarding group, you're in the like lobby of the Millennium Falcon.
Totally
you can
agree.
Like pretend you're playing battle chess, 3D chess or whatever.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. That's really cool. But Rise of the Resistance is like. like, I don't, we're going to talk about the best and worst queue of all Disneyland. Yep. I'm like, Rise of the Resistance is going to be my vote for the best of the best.
Spoiler. You're like, no, it's not.
Not really. I like, it's so cool. Like,
it is very cool.
It feels like you're in Star Wars and you're just in a queue, even
it's very immersive.
Even though you're sitting there for an hour or whatever, it's
even the,
it feels like you're in the depths of a rebel base.
What do you think about the outside part?
I mean, the outside part is what it is, but at least you got like Star Wars sounds going on. They do the best they can with like compact switchbacks. I don't know. A lot of people want to go on that ride, too, so...
I think it's cool, and I think the theming of the land helps when you're outside, like, a lot.
Yeah. It's... The land is themed, so the queue is themed. And it also moves pretty fast, so that helps, too.
Where, and then you're inside, and it's better.
Whereas Smuggler's Run can drag more.
And it's so much more uneven. Like, the unevenness is weird. It is a weird queue.
It is a weird queue.
But it's really cool. Like, it is a very cool queue when you're just, like, walking through. It's great. You're, like, you're by the Millennium Falcon, and then you're in the Millennium Falcon. It's just, it's awesome.
When you're looking at lineups, I like to play the game of, like, when's a good time to get into this ride, and you, like, kind of predict, oh, well, the parade's going on.
Yeah.
This ride's good, and the parade's ending, so this ride's going to be bad. And like, you can kind of judge how busy a day is based on how busy a ride is and things like that. Smuggler's Run is just a wild card. Like, it's crazy. So weird. It's like schizophrenic.
I don't know. It's the least predictable. Like, it makes no sense.
It's very, very, like, sometimes it can be a longer posted queue time than Rise.
Yeah.
And sometimes it can be like a quarter of it.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
And
whatsoever.
There's no rhyme or reason to it. So that,
I can't, that's the one that I can't logic
for that out. Reason alone, I'm out.
Okay, all right. You know, I'm gonna agree with you. Although I like I like both cues themselves. If you're not counting like the amount of time, I like both cues. I think they're like the two best cues probably in the park.
Well, they're new, but it's the newest. New. It's the newest land. They built it from the ground up. They designed the cues to be immersive. So
totally
fair enough.
But I'm definitely agreeing with you on the best and worst. But there's two options. I mean, there's not a bad cue here. Unless you're sitting for 75 minutes, which makes no sense. There is that.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we've done them all.
Yeah, that's Disneyland.
Okay, the worst and the best across the board. So think of all the ones we said were the worst. Think of all the ones we said were the best. Okay. What is your vote for the worst queue in the park?
Well, It's got to be coming from Fantasyland, no?
Well, I don't... Yeah, and we said it was Dumbo.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. It takes forever. You sit there and you watch it go around, and it's very popular, because everyone wants to ride Dumbo, just, right?
Fantasyland is the ground zero for bad queues, and Dumbo might be the most painful. I can't...
Oh, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that decision. Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. And I'll agree with you on that, because none of the other bad ones from any of the other lands are as bad as Dumbo. Okay, and the best. Oh, this is... So, like, my heart goes for Indiana Jones just by, like, being the first amazing one, you know?
It is the OG.
It is. It's like you said, the OG. Great cue.
You know what?
You're gonna give it to Indy, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm okay with that.
Just because it is what started the great queues.
It is the precursor to the great queues, and it's still great.
Yeah.
It's still great.
And that is the thing. Like, it has held up, even though the ride's down most of the time.
And sometimes the stuff doesn't work, but you can still pull that wobbly log and
and the rope that you
and know. And the spikes will come down.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It you still feels crashing. Like you're a little bit like you're in an Indiana Jones movie, even though you're just in line. So
exactly. Okay, I'm good with that. The interactive elements went out a little
bit.
Yeah,
there's not. There could be some interactive stuff in Rise, which it doesn't have at all.
Right. The rooms themselves, like, they do a great job, and they have seating for when you're standing.
They have
forever,
seating,
which is
nice.
So good.
My feet are very happy about that.
So good. And it helps. But there's also a thing where, you know, you're in line for a long time and you're like, if you don't know and it's your first time riding, you're like, wait, there's another room. Wait, there's another room.
Right.
But there's also like, ooh, there's another room.
So the only interactive the only interactive thing that Rise does have is on the app. It's not physical interactive.
That's a good point.
They have some like the bounty hunter mission-y stuff you can do in the queue, which is okay, I guess. You also lose reception in the caves too, so.
Oh, that's a good point. So not like, yeah. Yeah, no, I'm I would give Rise runner up.
It's very good. It is very new. Mickey's Runaway Railway.
That looks amazing.
Right up there. We haven't
seen it in person, so it's hard to vote for that one. So
it's tough, but yeah, no, I think Indy as a trendsetter, you got to give some points for that. I love
Indy
it.
Indy walked so everything else could run.
I don't know. Indy ran pretty good, too.
And the thing is, there was nothing before Indy that was, like, that level at all.
No.
Like, I remember being on it and we're like, is this literally a walkthrough attraction? Because that's what it felt like the first time. We had no idea.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my gosh, I guess, no, we're not on the ride. What, like, there was not, no precursor.
It was not a whole lot different than next door going on the treehouse at the time, right?
Exactly. Like, exactly.
So, let's go figure that one.
Remember how long ago this was. And it holds its own against Rise and Runaway Railway. So, yay! I agree. I'm totally happy with these choices. Fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fun. This is probably more fun than the DCA one will be.
Probably.
I think we'll see.
I think we might just have to do it as like a special add-on to like a big news day or something.
Yeah, we can do that. Like Golden Zephyr was.
Yeah, like Golden Zephyr was. I did like our deep dive on Golden Zephyr.
That was one of my favorite, because I actually learned stuff about Golden Zephyr.
Yeah, they're not Zeppelins.
They're not.
Even though I'm pretty sure they're still Zeppelins.
They're not Zeppelins.
Anyway, go listen to that episode if you haven't yet, because it's really fun.
It's super fun. And we talk about getting magic keys, which is like our year this year. So, very cool. Okay, Brandon.
Yeah. I'm going to design a drink for the queues.
I was about to ask if you wanted to design a drink.
Yeah, it's more of an experience because it's for queues.
Oh, okay.
So
is it called the Switchback?
Sure, it can be called the Switchback. It's going to be a modified version of the Centurion Challenge.
Oh.
We're not going to go for Centurion. It's going to be like 30 minutes, like an average Disneyland queue.
Nice.
And you're going to take a shot of beer. Every minute on the minute.
Okay.
For 30 minutes. Okay. And you're not allowed to go anywhere or go to the bathroom or anything. Yeah. That's the Switchback.
Type of beer?
Whatever you want.
Dealer's choice.
Yeah.
Okay. I like it.
Can be Bud Light. Some kind of light, like lame beer. Or it can be nice, like a nice craft, like a strong beer. It could be a dark beer. It could be
your choice, your choice. But a shot of beer for 30 minutes.
Yep.
Every minute.
30 ounces of beer in half an hour.
Interesting. You know, you're going to eventually do that one, right?
Yeah, I can do that. I did try the Centurion Challenge once.
Did you? I didn't know that.
Yeah, you were there.
Oh.
It's a lot harder than it sounds.
I don't remember.
It's mostly the bubbles. It makes your stomach feel not so good.
Mm-hmm.
So the bubbles will hurt on this as well.
Yeah.
But also,
the beer itself won't be a problem.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah. This was fun. I liked thinking about the queues. I'm excited to go stand in some.
Yeah.
Hopefully not too long ones.
Well, you I guess the other option, you could have made a drink about Genie Plus to skip the queue.
Well, we can do our own thing about that some other time.
Anyway, you will be making use of Genie Plus the next time you're there as well. So that helps.
That does help.
Gamifying queues always helps.
Always helps.
The other Super option fun. Is you can have a cell phone that you're not using for Genie Plus because battery's a problem to play a game on, like a
We've
heads
talked
up.
About that, maybe for
a lot
next
of people play heads up
in
queues. And if you don't know what that is, it's basically like charades or guess the thing.
Yeah.
And the person holding the cell phone can't read it, and everyone else tries to make them guess it.
And I think there's actually, like, a Disney version of it. Oh, probably. Yeah. Which would be, like, super fun.
You can download apps on your phone to, like, pass the time.
Yeah. But you do need your phone a lot now for Genie Plus and PhotoPass and all those other fun things, so.
Make sure you have at least an extra phone or, like, fuel rods or something like that.
But that is a good point.
To keep your phone juice up.
Yeah, I like that tip. Good tip. So that is our show this week. Thank you, El Mule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website at disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. It's also where you can find a link to our social media accounts as well as our email. You can find Disney A on Instagram, Facebook, and sort of, not really, Twitter, but now X.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's going to die. It's just, I don't know, it's not
We're not really on there anymore, but you can see our old stuff. And mostly Brandon's live tweets of...
I might have to do that again.
I think you should.
I will have to remember the login for the other account. But anyway...
You can also find Disney A episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms and on our YouTube channel, Adventures A. If you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you. And if you haven't yet, please do. If you know someone who might like listening to us, please be sure to recommend Disney A as well. Next episode. Brandon, it's time.
Is it?
For a blind date with Disney.
Oh, excellent. For you, not me.
It actually is my turn.
Yeah, I know. I know.
So that is going to be next week. Is it going to be Valentine's themed or is it going to be something else?
Oh, I could try and make it Valentine's themed. Like, if we're okay with it being like a loose Valentine's theme, like maybe like a rom-com or something. I don't know.
See what you think.
I'll see what's on there.
Yeah, see what you think.
It's going to be blind, so, you know.
I never know. So I'm Krista.
I'm Brandon.
Until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A.
Bing Bong died and anxiety was born.